There's a model for self-improvement that has been psychologically based and psychologically used for many, many years, decades now. And that concept allows us to see the different stages that we go through one at a time as we move from being sort of not very good at something to the level of mastery with that thing. There are different questions that are associated with different levels of understanding as well. And essentially those four different stages that we go through are, I'll say them to you as they were originally sort of written. And that is unconscious incompetence, meaning you're not aware that you suck at something. The next to conscious incompetence, where you realize all of a sudden that you suck at something, which is a pretty shitty place to be for most people. And then the third stage, which is conscious competence, that's the stage we're trying to get to all the time, where we realize we're getting better or we're good at something now. Like we're conscious that we're competent in that area of our lives. And then finally, we go to unconscious competence, where we're not even thinking about it. We just act, and naturally it is what, you know, we're competent, we're good at what we do. So the level of mastery that we're trying to get to is this unconscious competence. Now, you know, people get confused with the word unconscious because unconscious also means asleep. So if you have to think about it like subconscious, that might be a little bit easier to understand. So subconscious incompetence, conscious incompetence, conscious competence, and subconscious competence. These are the four different stages. Now, the fourth stage is that magical stage. It's called, there's something called the foreline. The foreline is essentially a way to try or an attempt for most people at trying to stay in that fourth stage with everything. Now, I used to think that you go through these stages and then maybe you start over and you do them again. I didn't know. Or you go through these stages and then you're done. That was the first thing that I thought. And then you move on to whatever else, right? But what I realized is that as you go to new levels with each skill set, as soon as you graduate to the subconscious competence stage, the fourth stage, then you automatically take a level up and you start back at the first stage where you don't realize you suck at this new level of understanding of whatever it is you're talking about or doing. So what we're attempting to do is we're attempting to stay on this level of unconscious or subconscious competence. And what ends up happening is that we realize right after that, you know, we recognize that we're good. And the next thing that we see is that we suck again because we don't realize we took a level up. So the way it works is it's kind of like this. If you imagine that there's a line sort of going across your screen, and this line is called the foreline. This is the subconscious competence line. And what we're trying to do is we're trying to stay as close to this line as possible with a skill set, because at the end of the line is absolute mastery. In the beginning of the line is complete novice, like not being very good at all. So when we start out at the beginning of the line, we end up going in an off direction. This is what we do. We start to wonder what to do. We recognize that we're incompetent at something, so we go this direction. And then we start going this direction because we don't realize we're good, actually. We realize that we're not good. Let me start over for that part. We start to go off the line, off the foreline, as soon as we start to think, what do I need to do here? You know, what do I need to, who should I be? What should I learn, right? And then when we get off on a ways, we realize eventually that we suck at something. And that thing is what the foreline is, this mastery. So let's take confidence, for example. When we first start out, we're not very confident at all. We're kind of going off in the wrong direction. And then we realize when we get really far off of the foreline, this perfection line, that we suck at being confident. We're really not confident guys. So immediately we do an about face and we start going the opposite direction. We start changing things that we're doing almost fully. And we start to get better. And as we get better, we get closer to this foreline where perfection lies. But without knowing it, we cross over the foreline, that sort of brief moment where we are perfect, and then we go to another extreme where we realize we suck over there on that side too. So we go to one extreme, it's shitty over here, we cross perfection, we go to another extreme, and we're not where we need to be over there either. And most people get really frustrated and they give up. They're like, well, I tried that, that didn't work, I tried this, this doesn't work. I suck, right? I must just be a terrible person. And they try to stop growing. But that's not what should happen. What ends up happening is, if you continue, is that you correct, you turn around, and you don't go as far this time. You don't sort of overshoot as far. You don't go into the direction of screwing up like in a major way like you did the first time you did it. And you start to hone down and find that middle ground, right? But the way that we find that middle ground, that confidence faster, if you look at a line and you say that most men don't reach their full level of confidence until they're 40, and you map that out on this four line and you map confidence out, that means that at around the age of 20, or 18, you've gone to one extreme, screwed up there, went over to the other extreme and screwed up there, and most men stop right there. So they stop growing at that age of 20 because they're afraid. Their confidence level sort of is hurt so bad because they've tried twice and they failed. But if you keep going, then over time you'll automatically correct, and eventually you'll get to be 40 years old and you'll roughly have your highest level of confidence as a man. So how do you get there faster though? I mean, I'm not 40 yet. And I have a level of confidence that most men don't attain until they're late into their 40s. And so how did I do this? Well, essentially what I did is I took this four line and I found a way to hack it so that I could make it happen sooner. And I can turn it around so that instead of taking forever to find that space, that sort of middle ground, I hacked it so that I could turn faster. And the way that I did that is I'm looking for that second stage constantly, looking for that stage of conscious incompetence. That means I want to find things that I suck at. As long as I'm searching for things that I suck at, I am constantly improving. As soon as I find something that I suck at, my subconscious mind automatically takes over and tries to master that subject. And so if I spend most of my conscious time trying to find things that I'm not good at, that I need to improve on, and when I find them, what essentially will happen is I'll automatically switch over to mastery. And I will, instead of overshooting and going too far and realizing, you know, here's the perfection line, realizing over here that I suck and I'm going the wrong direction, you know, that I need to get better at something. Instead, I realize right here. And so I'm closer. So then I overshoot a little bit and a little bit, and then I get to perfection faster and mastery faster with the subject. So essentially the way to stay on the four line and the way to use the four line to your advantage is to constantly search for ways you can improve yourself.